When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The 49ers higher-ups are not pleased with Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch. I'll explain why next on the Grant Cohn Show. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Grant Cohn Show, presented by the Sleeper app. My dad has the day off. He's a little sick, so keep him in mind. He's hopefully watching somewhere. I'll go solo today. I broke some news today. You know me, I'm more of a pontificator. I like to give my opinion. Big 49ers supporter, always trying to look on the positive side. But since I've been so positive for so long and gotten so many 49ers fans on my side, all of a sudden people are just throwing me scoops. Here's some information. There's some information. I don't try to do this. I have a life. I want to spend all my time grinding on the phone. But you know what? If you are that kind of a positive person, the grind finds you. So today I got a DM from a source who's been good to me saying, hey man, here's the situation. And if you didn't see my video earlier, I'll read the DM again because I want to be as transparent as possible. I think it's important to be as transparent as possible with these things. So what he wrote to me, I'm hearing the front office is extremely upset with the current financial status of the team with Cap and the Ayuk and Trent contracts. It's Super Bowl or bust. And if it's bust, then heads will roll. Lynch and Shanahan regime is on the hot seat and it's hotter than ever. Okay. This isn't a report that the 49ers are trying to put out there. This is a report that probably never should have seen the light of day. But people close to the organization starting to hear things, and there must be a tenor in the organization which is a little off. Now, today you're thinking, okay, Trent's back. Ayuk's back. Vibes are good. But doesn't it feel like the 49ers front office, whatever you, brain trust, is not in lockstep about what they want to do in the present and the future? That's my best interpretation here, is that some people in the organization wanted to extend Brandon Ayuk and give him $30 million a year and make him happy and keep him here and keep the team together. Some people in the organization wanted to trade him and felt that's too much money for him. It's not a good investment. Let's trade him. Let's do the smart business decision. I think it's fair to say that some people in the organization wanted to do the smart business decision with Trent Williams. But in both cases, the 49ers made a football decision. This guy is too important for our future, so we'll mortgage the too important for our present, so we'll mortgage the future to keep him here. That's fine. And that's a decision that Kyle Shanahan would make. I need my left tackle. I need my wide receiver. You want me to win a Super Bowl, right? Well, you have to pay to keep these players here. And they keep doing it. But I think the expectation is, as the 49ers fold and fold and fold and hand out signing bonus after signing bonus after signing bonus and just capitulate over and over to any good player who wants more money, I think the reason that Jed keeps saying yes is that the expectation is Kyle's going to bring a Super Bowl championship to the team. Like, now it's year 8. They've had the best roster in football for a while. They're going to have to pay Brock Purdy next year. It's not going to be the same team in a year. This is the team. And I think it's fair. I mean, it's not like, I'm not saying that Jed's a great owner, and if they get rid of Kyle and John, that they would get someone better. I don't know that. But I can understand being frustrated. Like, look, we've given you every time you've asked for anything, you've said yes. We spend more than any other team. You haven't really improved this team much over the last 5 years. You've just worked very hard to keep it together, as if you're going to run into a Super Bowl championship eventually. And maybe you will, but you haven't yet. And I don't think it's in Jed's interest to just keep writing check after check until eventually Kyle Shanahan wins one, because it's a very expensive Super Bowl window to miss out on. Very expensive Super Bowl window to miss out on. So you think about John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan as having unlimited job security, but they shouldn't. See, NFL, they're in year 8. They have no excuses if they don't win the Super Bowl this year. It's time. And eventually, if once you spend all this money, you're going to start to think, can these guys finish the deal? What am I spending all this money on? So when the source told me heads will roll, does that mean that Kyle and John will get fired after this year if they don't win the Super Bowl? I don't know. I bet the Niners don't know. I bet the Niners are essentially emotional right now. I'm guessing Jed York didn't love writing all those checks at the very last minute. I'm guessing he hoped that, I mean, think about it. Was the Niners' number one plan to give Brandon Ayuk $30 million this year? If so, why'd they draft Ricky Pearsall? I think the first plan was to draft Ricky Pearsall, have him be good, and then not pay Brandon Ayuk. But Ricky Pearsall got hurt. And then he got shot. So their contingency plan didn't work out. They had to give Brandon Ayuk the money. They didn't draft an offensive tackle. They had to give Trent Williams the money. So from the front office perspective, it's like, man, you're not doing a good job of balancing the future and the present. You're not. You neglected the offensive tackle position for years. And so now we have no choice but to give 36-year-old Trent Williams whatever he wants. The wide receiver you drafted in round one pulled his hamstring twice and injured his shoulder. And so we had to give Brandon Ayuk exactly what he wants. Thought that was interesting. And so I think you're seeing a little dynamic maybe of, you know, they have Parag. Parag's very important on this team, but he's not making decisions. He can go to Jed and be like, Jed, this is what I think this player is worth. I think Brandon's worth $26 million a year. That's what my calculations have shown me. I wouldn't give him more than that, but that's what I would do. This is how I would approach Trent Williams. He's 36. You know, there's never been a 37-year-old left tackle who's the best left tackle in the game. I wouldn't give him what he wants. This is what I would do. And it seems like, you know, the Yorks value Parag. He's been here for like 25 years. He's clearly someone that they trust. But ultimately, the Yorks have done a really good job of not undercutting Kyle and John. Anything they want, they get, seems like. So if Kyle and John ultimately overrule Parag at the very end, maybe that explains why the Niners go from holding a hard line for months. We're only going to pay you 26, and we're going to draft a wide receiver, and blah, 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 blah. And to the very end, like, okay, here's everything you wanted. Psych, sorry, we were just kidding about all of that. I think it's possible that, you know, Parag makes a suggestion, the Niners try to go along with it, and at the very end, Kyle and John cave, give the player what they want, and Jed says, okay, I'm gonna go with my coach and GM. And meanwhile, Parag's whispering in the background, well, okay, but I wouldn't have done that. And here's the consequences of that. And now we've done this 3 or 4 times in a row where we just cave, give the player what they want. They know, these players know that Kyle and John are gonna come through for them at the end. And it's going to cost you, Jed. You're the one paying for this. You brought me in to save you from situations like this. I'm uncomfortable with it. Like, they keep making decisions, financial decisions, which are not uncharacteristic of the 49ers. And it's like, it makes sense. They're in win now mode. So you got to make that final push. But they've been in win now mode for years. For years. And they haven't really changed the team, improved the team, found a way to get over the hump. They're just right in that same spot, and it's getting more and more expensive, and the team's getting older and older. That's where they're at. And it's like, we talk about this a lot. Like, if Eddie DeBartolo Jr. were the owner of this team, people say, oh, my God, like, Kyle had been gone. You know, Eddie was crazy. He had no patience for this. I mean, he fired George Seifert after 8 years and 2 Super Bowls. In a season where they went 12-4 and lost to the eventual NFC champions, 1996 Super Bowl champions in the Packers, I believe. Yeah, that's how Seifert got fired. I mean, that's what Eddie would have done. 8 years? Like, I get it. Kyle is a good coach. He's a very good coach. He helped build this. But if he has the most expensive team in the league and he's kept it together for years and he can't get past a certain level, then what are you paying for? So, I mean, I don't know. Maybe they really would fire Kyle and John after this year. Or maybe they would just start, I don't know, slashing spending. There would be some type of consequence. But it seems to me like they wouldn't just fire one or the other. I could see some people saying like, okay, well, they could fire John and keep Kyle. Why would you do that? Like, John isn't necessarily a decision maker either. John is here because Kyle Shanahan has the personality of a moth. He can't be the face of an organization. He don't really want him talking about serious things. That's what John's for. John's the guy that goes to the hospital when the player just got shot, not Kyle. John fills a function for Kyle. Because Kyle's really in charge of everything, making every single decision. You just don't want him talking to the public about anything other than scheme or football. So firing John and giving Kyle more power? Hey, man, not only do you get to make all the decisions, but now you got to explain them. That doesn't make sense. If the Niners are losing Lynch and Shanahan, that's the Shanahan regime. Shanahan hired Lynch. So if the ownership is losing confidence in the regime or getting impatient with the regime, that means they're getting impatient with Kyle. And John would be collateral damage if Kyle were to get traded or fired or whatever. That's the way I interpret it. I don't understand what firing John Lynch would accomplish. He's like a handcuff for, he's the guy you have to have along with Kyle, because Kyle wouldn't accept a strong general manager. No offense, John. He wouldn't accept a general manager that was above him, that hired him, that had the final say on things. But he needs a general manager who has gravitas and is emotionally intelligent and is in the freaking Hall of Fame. I think John Lynch brings out the best of Kyle and makes Kyle look really good. So if, you know, maybe the Niners feel like this whole Kyle Shanahan runs the entire freaking team and John Lynch talks for him situation isn't great. I mean, I've been sort of arguing that for years, that maybe the 49ers could do a little bit better than this regime. I mean, all credit to them for dragging them out of the Chip Kelly, Jim Tom Sula years. Those were dark. And now the team is back to being lucrative. And if you have season tickets, you can resell them for actual money. Like, everyone's, I get a lot of views. There's a lot of fans. Everyone's making money off the 49ers right now, which is good. But can they do better? Like, when they brought in Kyle and John, here's the thing with Kyle and John. Kyle in particular. Kyle is a great coach for an organization that doesn't have a franchise quarterback. And there aren't that many franchise quarterbacks. So if you're that team and you can't get your hands on one and you've been struggling for decades, like Cleveland, or, you know what I'm talking. I mean, any one of those teams, bring in Kyle and it's like, well, his system is going to sort of override your lack of a quarterback. It's easier to bring in a system than a quarterback. So Kyle provides tremendous value for the team that's rebuilding or the team that just hasn't found that one position. Doesn't need it. He's a run first coach anyway. He's not asking the quarterback to do much or think much. I mean, he's basically an extension of Kyle. But as soon as you have that franchise quarterback, do you need Kyle Shanahan? I mean, if you had to pick one. Like, suddenly, if Brock Purdy is the highest paid player in the league and they feel like he's their franchise quarterback and the face of the organization, what other change can the Niners make but a head coach? If they have to make a change because they can't get over the hump, they're not going to change their quarterback. And if they have a franchise quarterback, wouldn't the Niners be attractive? It's like when they got rid of Jim Harbaugh 10 years ago, there weren't a ton of coaches that wanted to coach Colin Kaepernick. He had just had a down year in 2014. Like, there was a reason they hired Jim Tom Sula. It seemed like it wasn't a desirable job. But now, would this not be a desirable job if Brock Purdy is that good? If he's an MVP candidate? I mean, now, if the Niners trade Kyle Shanahan. Maybe there's a mass exodus of players like there was when Harbaugh left. All of a sudden, Patrick Willis retired, Justin Smith retired, Chris Borland retired. Everyone was gone. Or maybe the 49ers trade Kyle Shanahan for like four first-round picks, all the first-round picks he wasted on Trey Lance, get those back. And then hire, like, don't you think that if the Niners had a coaching vacancy next year, that they would be the number one job? Like, wouldn't that be the number one job people would want? If people like that Ben Johnson, offensive coordinator from Detroit, he was so in demand this year. He got an offer from Washington. He was like, nah, I'm going to wait a year because I can probably get a better offer next year. Well, the Niners would qualify as a better offer. I still think the Niners could have their pick. Again, when they hired Kyle and John, they were in a tough spot because they had nothing. They were scorched earth. They had no players. And they had the reputation as being an incompetent ownership group that would fire coaches willy-nilly. They'd fired three coaches in 3 years, and running off Jim Harbaugh looked stupid. Now they've been like the most patient ownership group in the league. Like, they've totally changed the perception of them. They used to be impatient and meddling, particularly Jed. Now he's the most patient, doesn't meddle at all, just says yes, just writes checks. That's what the owner's supposed to do, right? Shut up, write the checks. That's exactly what Jed does, until he does a little post NFC Championship, pre Super Bowl press conference, which really is out of place and shouldn't happen. But that aside, he's doing a great job of learning from his mistakes in the past. He has given Kyle Shanahan every opportunity to win the Super Bowl. And you know what? Maybe they do win it this year. They got all their guys back. Dre Greenlaw's coming back. Talanoa Hufanga's coming back. Maybe they win the Super Bowl this year, and there's statues of John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan out front in 3 years, 2 years. Who knows? I'm not saying that won't happen. No one knows. But if they get a bunch of injuries, if there's some bad luck, if they have a slow start, if they get to the playoffs and there's a fluke turnover, or the quarterback tears his elbow and the 49ers go home early, I just wonder how patient the Yorks will be. They've been patient. You can't say they haven't been. They've been more patient than Eddie DeBartolo would have been. They've been more patient than Al Davis would have been. They've been more patient than a lot of owners would have been. And so, the source who told me this didn't say, hey, man, like, they're going to specifically fire Kyle if X happens. I don't know. He said heads will roll. They're on the hot seat. Feels like an emotional front office that's really upset that they had to lose negotiations back-to-back this offseason. Like, Parag Marate doesn't like losing these. The Niners lost. He likes acting like he invented the art of the deal. And so he's not going to take the loss. He's not going to say, Jed, you know, I failed you, man. I lost it. I used to be able to win these negotiations with players. Now I can't. The league has passed me by. I don't know what to tell you. No, I mean, his take would be like, look, I mean, you made me the vice president. Like, you give me this job. I'm the expert. I'm supposed to be the one thinking about the cap and the future and how it all fits together. And then you just listen to Kyle. Like, what does Kyle know about numbers? Isn't that my job? If that's not my job, am I just here to work with leads? Like, what am I doing here? And I could see Kyle being like, look, man, Parag, you know, I respect you. You know, you're here for a reason, but I have to be hands off and I have to let Kyle do what he wants to do, because I don't want the reason that we don't win the Super Bowl to be I got in the way. Kyle had a great idea. I said no. Has Jed ever done that? But if Jed said, look, man, I said yes to you 8 years in a row, I never said no. And now we're in legit salary cap trouble. They're not right now, but they could be next year. I mean, they could be in a situation next year where they still haven't won a Super Bowl and they have like 35 free agents and they can't re-sign any of them. And they're still in that desperate win now mode, like, oh my God, we got to keep our team together. Oh my God, oh my God. We're so close, we can't afford to take a step back.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's not where you want to be. So I think one way or another, the way it's looking is that in a year or two, the Niners are going to have to retool. Kittle's going to be gone. McCaffrey's going to be gone. Tre'Davious Ward, gone. Talanoa Hufanga, gone. They're going to have to retool in like 2026. A lot of key players are going to be gone. Will Kyle and John be gone? If they don't have a Super Bowl in the next 2 years, next year, I think they could be. And I think perhaps they're aware of that. And maybe the reason that they're mortgaging the future is because they're not sure they're going to be part of it. Why do I care if this team's going to be in salary cap hell in 4 years, if we're fired in a year or two, if we don't win the Super Bowl? Let's win the freaking Super Bowl. Let's give ourselves the best shot. If this is true, and Jed and his parents are finally getting tough, God love them. Because I understand an owner's impulse to just step back, trust the people you hired, and say yes. But they've done that for like two presidential terms. At a certain point, you got to look at how close the team is to getting over the hump and why they can't do it. It's not Brock's fault. It's not Nick Bosa's fault. It's bigger than that. And this regime has had years and years and years to present a plan to the ownership. This is how we're going to get over the hump. This is how we're going to win the Super Bowl. I know we've been twice and we've lost. But our plan isn't just keep it the same and hope for the best. Our plan is we're going to change X, Y, Z, and this is going to be the reason we win. But I haven't seen them present that. What's the change? I don't know. I don't know. But what's really important is that it's sleeper pick time. And then I'll get back to what I know. Sleeper picks. Now, if you haven't heard, I am giving away a signed Brandon Ayuk jersey. Yes, it's signed. I don't have it with me. It's at home. But I'm really giving it away this time. I've had it for months, and I've been waiting for him to sign. Because then I feel like people actually want it. He was very unpopular the last 4 months. Now he's back. He's popular again. So signed Brandon Ayuk jersey. This is like a value of hundreds of dollars. Giving it away. All you have to do is download the Sleeper app and use promo code CONE, C-O-H-N, on your first deposit. They will track that in the promo. The Sleeper people will track that, and you will be instantly entered to win a Brandon Ayuk jersey. It's probably going to be like 20 people in the contest, because how many people really use my promo code? I don't know. Some people today will. So this is a contest that you actually could win. Signed Brandon Ayuk jersey. It's white. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. I'm going to tell you about it. It's super nice. Okay. Let's do some Niners picks. Christian McCaffrey, 37.5 receiving yards. 37.5 receiving yards from Christian. I'm going to say more. I think he's going to have Ayuk out there, Debo out there, Kittle out there. I'm going to still say more. 37.5 isn't a lot. Use check, 4.5 receiving yards. Use check, 4.5. That's a tough one. That's a tough one. I'm going to go less. Not because I'm a hater. I just don't think he gets the ball that much. But I am a hater, to be fair. Let's see. Receiving touchdowns. George Kittle, less. Brandon Ayuk, less. Hater. I told you I'm a hater. Touchdowns, though? I don't think so. They don't catch a ton of touchdowns. That would be like McCaffrey. More. Let's give him more. Yeah, I like that. Rushing TDs. Passing TDs. How about just anything? Receiving yards. Garrett Wilson, Breece Hall. Tyler Conklin, 29.5. I'm going to say less. I think Aaron Rodgers is going to be scared to throw over the middle against Fred Warner. And then passing yards, Aaron Rodgers. Interceptions. I don't think they're going to pick him off. He's a very conservative quarterback for someone who's got considered an all-time great. Those are my picks. I'm going to flex it out. $10 on it. Again, you want to play, use promo code CONE, C-O-H-N. Get a deposit match up to $100 in your first deposit and get entered to win a signed white Brandon Ayuk jersey. It is very choice. It's very nice. I could have kept it for myself, but I'm going to give it away. Chance099 says, did Kyle hire some scapegoat coaches this season? They already did that, though. You lost the Super Bowl and you fired Steve Wilks. He was scapegoated. I don't think it's going to be enough. If they blow it again this year, I don't think the Yorks are going to be moved by firing Nick Sorensen and Brandon Staley. Like, you guys hired them. That was your choice. That was your solution to the problem. And you didn't fix the problem. Ray Histo says, Kyle's arrogance with his decision-making has gone unchecked for years now. And it has handicapped the team. He should have been fired years ago. I mean, I think he should have been traded. If they don't win a Super Bowl, ultimately, it's going to be on him. When you talk about how did this particular team that was together for like five seasons not win a Super Bowl? Well, a good, not great coach couldn't finish. He had everything. He just consistently got outcoached by Andy Reid when it mattered. Lamont757 says, if not for Purdy, would Kyle have been gone already? Yeah, if the Trey Lance pick blew up in their faces and they had no pivot, there was no other young quarterback that they could pretend and tell themselves that they drafted with three first-round picks instead of Lance, I wonder. I don't think owners are really keen on coaches just wasting resources. Is it possible to demote Kyle but keep him on as OC? No. That is not possible. I like where your head's at. Guess this means Jed really does care about the Super Bowl. I would freaking hope so. It's about time, Jed. You gotta have higher standards. You're Eddie DeBartolo's nephew. You know what Eddie would have done. You know what he would have done. Fluke says, Grant, I'm really scared for week one. Jets are scary. It's gonna be a good game. It's gonna be a hell of a week one game. I'm glad it's coming up. What else are we talking about today? What else happened today? Trent Williams got extended. You heard about this? You seen this? You heard about this? He's in such a good mood. I bet he is. Brandon Ayuk talked today. It seems like, and also what I liked is Trent Williams went out there and he started making a whole pitch about how Brock Purdy deserves to get paid and he really, you know, he's been underpaid. And I wonder, like, Parag Marate is not going to want to pay Brock Purdy all that money. He's going to have some lowball figure to give him, and now you already got the teammates campaigning for Brock. Do you think the players understand the dynamic here? Like, look. If you're up for an extension, the first person you're going to have contact with is Parag. He's going to infuriate you. He's going to say some stuff to you that you will never forget, and you're going to hate him. But it doesn't matter. Because although he's going to be the point man in the negotiations for like 95% of the time, if you just wait and tune him out, you will eventually get to Kyle, and Kyle will give you what you want. Because Kyle wants to be your friend. And Parag doesn't. Also, it's like, if Kyle and John were really as good as they're supposed to be, they wouldn't have to keep paying vet players whatever they want. They should be better at drafting and developing. Give a left tackle guaranteed money through the age of 38, or draft one and develop one. What would Andy Reid do? Pay a wide receiver $30 million a year or draft one and develop them? What would Andy Reid do? I mean, if they pay Brock Purdy, they're not going to be able to just throw money at the team when the Niners miss draft picks anymore. You're going to have to know that the general manager can really draft and that the coach can really develop young guys. And for years, like, Kyle has shown that he doesn't like playing young guys. He likes young guys who need no development. He drafted Cam Latu, who was a prospect, got nothing out of him. Danny Gray, Ty Davis-Price, Trey Lance, Trey Sermon. I mean, now this year they have some promising rookies. That'll go a long way to help their job security. But, like, if this team is just keep paying to keep the older players here, eventually they'll leave or get too expensive or retire, and there'll be nothing left. I'm surprised that we didn't see this coming. Like, the only reason we wouldn't think that Kyle and John would be on the hot seat is because we think that Jed York doesn't have it in him. If Eddie were the owner, we'd be like, yeah, of course. But with Jed, it's like, oh, he doesn't have the guts. You know, he's still embarrassed from running off Harbaugh. He's just going to, you know, thank his lucky stars that he even has these two and hold on for dear life the rest of his life. I don't think he's that pathetic. I think he has probably a little bit more confidence, maybe. Like, these are the 49ers. And yeah, the brand meant nothing a few years ago when it was Chip Kelly and Jim Tom Sula, but if you got Brock Purdy and he's a franchise quarterback, this organization has value. Nick Bosa's not going anywhere. Fred Warner's not going anywhere. Brandon Ayuk's not going anywhere. The core of the team is here. Is Kyle the right coach for it? Can he finish? The Kyle and John collaboration. I don't know. Lamont 757 says, scared for Jed to pick a new coach and GM. Yeah. I mean, when he hired Harbaugh, Harbaugh kind of hired himself. Like, yeah, that's a good team. I'm local. I'll take it. A good offensive coordinator could essentially hire himself. Like, why wouldn't Ben Johnson want to come to the 49ers? Offensive coordinator of the Lions. And, like, frankly, you don't think the Yorks have thought of this? Like, how about right now? They could have traded Kyle 2 years ago after they lost to the Eagles. Let's say, you know, Kyle gets Brock hurt in the NFC Championship game because he tried to block Hassan Reddick with a third string tight end. Brock goes down. Trade Kyle right then. Enough, dude. Promote D'Amico. Is D'Amico not looking like one of the top young coaches in the league right now? I mean, players wouldn't have fled the team if D'Amico were the head coach. You could have kept together most of the structure that's already here. Position coaches. You had D'Amico in the building. You had Saleh in the building. Two good head coaches. I'm not sure D'Amico's better than Saleh. The difference between those two right now is CJ Stroud. But everyone on this team freaking loves D'Amico. They played for D'Amico. They played for Saleh. They didn't really... Effort was an issue last year. Maybe that was Steve Wilkes' fault, but leadership, effort. I don't know. I understand words now. Dane Barber says, hot seat because drafting has been terrible. No cheap replacements. One injury away from top 10 pick next year. Let's say what happens this year happened the last time the Niners lost a Super Bowl. The Super Bowl hangover is real. Last time the Niners got a bunch of injuries, went 6-10. Let's say the Niners get a bunch of injuries this year and go 6-10. Will the front office be like, oh, tough luck? That's just bad luck. Let's run it back for year 9. Or will they say, you know what? This whole run it back revenge tour thing is getting increasingly expensive and it's not smart for our future. And if that's your only solution, Kyle, we got to find someone with a better plan. Ricky Williams says, paycheck on the line. What is Brock making annually? Well, I mean, if the Niners don't change anything about their front office structure, Parag will probably initially offer like $45 million a year and Brock won't take it. And then the organization will try to make Brock look like he's greedy. And then in mid-August, Kyle Shanahan will step in and just say, here you go, Brock. Here's $65 million a year. Is that not how the Niners do business? And then Parag will just shake his head and whisper to Jed, I wouldn't have done that. And Jed will just sit there with his hands up like, I don't know what to do. Joshua Wyatt says, It doesn't feel like it right after BA and Trent, but the Niners are printing money. My sources say the Yorks are ecstatic about the current regime. Okay. Well, my sources say they're not, and other sources, other people's sources as well, but appreciate you, Joshua. Dave Barclay says, how much I miss Trade Kyle. You missed most of the show, but the essence of the show is Trade Kyle. Trade Kyle for Finn's coach, or can we get Jets head coach? Is Mike McDaniel a top 10 coach in the NFL? Borderline, right? He's got some good ideas, hasn't really accomplished anything. I mean, he's hasn't done much in the playoffs. Is Kyle Shanahan a much better coach than Mike McDaniel, or is he just a guy who's been around longer and has a better defense? I don't know. And is Kyle Shanahan more creative than Mike McDaniel, or is Mike McDaniel the creative guy? I don't know. I couldn't tell you. I could just feel like, I could just see Jed feeling like he was at the mercy of Kyle. Man, he's the best we could do. We've been in, we've had some terrible head coaches here. We don't have a freaking quarterback. Jimmy Garoppolo is not the truth. We spent all this money. He was a complete fugazi, but at least Kyle can prop him up. He's worth so much to us. He's going to develop Trey Lance, but it's like when all that's gone and now you have Brock and you feel like, okay, this is our legit franchise quarterback. A lot of guys would like to coach this guy. He'd be good in a lot of systems. If that's how they feel about him, then all of a sudden they may look at Kyle a little different. Like, okay, man. We're not desperate to keep you. You're being evaluated like everyone else. In fact, we're more married to Brock than you. We're paying Brock more than you. He's actually on the field and you're not. You went from being the most important. Kyle was the most important member in the organization until Brock came along. He propped up Jimmy Garoppolo. That wasn't easy to do. Josh McDaniels couldn't do it. Now, unless you think he's propping up Brock and that Brock is not the truth and he's not that good. I think Brock is pretty good. I think Brock's better at his job than Kyle is. I've said that for a solid year. So if suddenly the Niners feel like, you know what? Thank you, Kyle. I really, you brought us out of the dark years. But now our team is all about the quarterback, just like the best organizations in the league. And frankly, coaches are easier to replace than quarterbacks. How long I've been saying trade Kyle, it was blasphemy. For a long time, Dave. Trade for Salah. Just no college coaches, please. Yeah, it doesn't seem like the college coach route works unless you're Jim Harbaugh, who played in the NFL for a very long time. I think I'm running out of things to talk about. Christian McCaffrey practiced today. Trent Williams was here. Brian Ayuk was here. It was like 5 minutes of a walkthrough that we got to watch. Tomorrow's a day off. Thursday, they have a real practice. We don't get to watch the whole thing, but like the real week starts Thursday. And we'll see what happens. The Niners should probably win this week, right? They got all their players back. And Joshua Weiss, my source is Jed taking a victory lap before the Super Bowl. Your sources are in the shadows being fed lines by Parag, who is finished in show business. Well, we'll just have to see. We will just have to see. I got to say, when my source told me this today, I was surprised. Like you, I was thinking, man, Jed is just content to be in the mix. He doesn't have high standards. But you don't know exactly how he feels about losing that Super Bowl. When he spoke, he was on cloud nine thinking they would win it. And you don't know how he feels about having to shell out more and more money right before the season starts just to keep this aging team intact. And you don't know how he feels about the 49ers' inability to draft well and really improve the team the last few years. We don't know. Because to his credit, he's done a good job of shutting the hell up. Until now. Until now, baby. Now we know a little too much. Lamont 757 says, is Brock better than Tua? Yes. 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 Kyle looks like the new P. Diddy at that party. That's too soon. And a low blow. And they look like nothing alike. Other than that, good call. All right, guys, I'm getting out of here. Make sure you download the Sleeper app. Use promo code CONE, C-O-H-N. Get entered to win a signed Brandon Ayuk jersey. That's a big deal, guys. That's a big deal. I'll be back soon. Thank you for watching. Have a great day. Be safe.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.